We're up to Sif Hei in Simon Chav Zayin. Last week, we learned in Sif Dalet that if you leave out the word Li, Arami Yakudeshes, without the word Li, the Mechaber said, Einam Kudeshes. Rama said, the Cheiniker, but Yesh Machmirin. But the kick in is if you leave out Li and not Mechudeshes. I got an email this week from someone who was here last week, he happens not to be here today, with a video of his niece's wedding, and the ring gets put on first, and the Hari Abba Kudesh is the second. So, you know, he sent me the video, he went back, I don't have any family members he looked at, to find somebody who, so he asked me if he should go to them and tell them to do a new Kedushin. So I assume it's a Sukkah Baisanian at the wedding. And, if you would tell me it was his wedding, tell him to do the Kiddushah. To go to your niece, I don't think it's a good idea. Especially if the Masad Kiddushah was Adam Gadol or Makubal. Don't start up with them. Okay, so we're up to a Sif Hei. A Sif Hei looks like a little like Shai Yerakis. In other words, I don't mean in a dismissive way, I mean it doesn't seem to be any Yisaidais. And the big challenge is to understand the connection between the Mechaber and the Rama. These seem to be, I don't know how to express it nicely, but just other Lashainis that are good or not good. You could probably go either way, and look what the Rishainim passed it. Let's first learn the words, and then I'll tell you how the Avim Luim and the Echrainim deal with it. Sifhei Yesh Misha Aymer. Now it begins with Yesh Misha Aymer. Yesh Misha Aymer does not always mean it's a machlokes. Sometimes it means the shaila is only found in one place, and the Mechaber calls Yesh Misha Aymer. At any rate, Mechaber says Yesh Misha Aymer. Shadas la kesef amala haredi nois loch b'teres kedushin. Have a ka'imer li. We said in the previous sif, you say Harei Amukudesh, you don't say li. It's not a kedushin. Maybe you're a shliach for someone else. But if you say hareini, the language hareini somehow implies lasha kedushin or the other nisht. I don't know how do you go suit to such a shaila. Some people say it does mean it, some it doesn't mean it. So you need to be shaila to bask it for us. So Mechaber says that it works. The Rambah, b'tzarach sheyaymala lasha hamechiach lehaba. The language of Hariyad has to imply that something is happening going forward. Kagait Shana Harihan Kedushin, a Kedushin Yiyu. They are Harihan means the sort of the hereby they are Kedushin. Or Kedushin Yiyu. Abo Omar Hain Kedushin Lachud Ainikulam. If you say Lashon Omar, these are Kedushin, you're not implying that you're hereby being the Kaddish, so that's nothing. That's what the Rama says. So these, like I said, looks like just separate rules in Lashonis of Kedushin.
Is it because it's in the past?
Because it's in the past. Right. It's a statement of fact rather than that's what it appears.
So is it like a milveh? Like a milveh because it's already...
No, because he's giving it now, so it's not really a milveh. But what Avdim Blum says is that the discussion here is that the Lashon of Kedushin has to be on the Gavra, not on the Chefza. That Lulu says Kedushin has to be, you are getting married to me. It can't be, these are Kedushin. You can't talk about the ring as an object of Kedushin that doesn't imply a Maisa Kedushin. So that's certainly what the Rama is saying. You can't say Hein Kedushin. Hein Kedushin is not adequate. It's a statement of fact. It's not an action. It's not Hari Abakudeshously that you say something is happening going forward. It's a statement of fact. These are Kedushin. It could be a Kedushin from 2 weeks ago.
When he says Hari Abakudeshus, Kedushin sounds like a mountain.
I'm talking about the Rama now. The Rama said that Hey Kedushin doesn't work because that's going on the Cheftza. Right? I'm talking about the Rama. Now the Mechaber, right? So the Mechaber somehow is connected to that. Hard to see. The Groch Hafei does explain the Mechaber a little bit. And he says, Hafei, The ain't be kedushin. I'm sorry. The ain't nikra yad she'ain a mechiyach. We said last week a yad, an incomplete language that's not clear. It's not called yad she mechiyach. It'll be she'ain a goymer hadav she'hiskol. If you don't finish the sentence, avakad dibur shalevu, avakav she'ain mechiyach mi'avakadish. You're saying a full thing, but it could be yerushliyah. Will be a miskadeshes. Bekavakim who mechiyach kamayshkas amdara lebeis loishavik. Okay, loishavik is an idea that Beishmol brings, that a stava, a person is loy shavik mitzvah di day, and oisik a mitzvah de chavre. If you have a chance to do a mitzvah, and either you can do it for yourself, or you can do it for someone else, so there's a rule loy shavik. We say a person doesn't do it for others, if he can do it for himself. Now here it's a salute of a strange application. You're marrying a woman, we can interpret it, you're a shliach for someone else. You're doing it for yourself. We say you wouldn't do it for someone else, you'd rather do it for yourself. Well, that's kind of nice, but it depends who she wants to marry. You know, it's not always dependent on, like a very funny thing. Now look at the Beishmul. Beishmul says this is talking that you're a shliach. Someone made you a shliach to Mekadesh Yisha for him.
She's masking?
And, well, yeah. I don't know what she understands. I hear her askama seems to play a very small role here. I don't know why. Look at Tezayin in the Beishmul. The question's good. In Tezayin, which is going on the Mechaber, again, the Ramah is easy. The Ramah is the language has to be on the Navra, not on the Chefzi. You can't say these are Kedush. The Mechaber, when it said, have any nice locha b'teres Kedush, like you say, sounds like a lambdit. Hatam mevur b'seyes v'shem rivam. Kivat shediska zhuwa naisila. He said, Haredi Naisen. He's the giver, Bateres Kedush. Nirma Shai, Yaduha Bekadish, Vibis Kadeshis. Afilo Ivu Shliach La'acher. You hear that? Even though he's a Shliach for someone else, and not only that, Vihi Shliach La'acheris. A woman sent her, a man sent him, and now he gives her Kedush. Amrinan Leishavik Indish Vidi Darabia Olaf. We say, the strangest thing, that each of them, even though they're appointed Shluchim, when it comes to it, they want to do it themselves. Mm. How do you understand that? It's so strange. This isn't strange. It's, I don't know. It's, we're making this into a Vada Kedusha, the Mechaber says. Well, here, we have witnesses. When you appoint a Shliach, you have witnesses. You have witnesses, Ruvei made Shemra Shliach, to be Mechaber Kedusha, from Rivka, who's a shliach of Sarah. So here, Shimon and Rivka get together. He's a kid of shliach for him. He's there for her. If he says, I'm a Kaddish Sarah on behalf of Reuven, that's the way it should normally be. But if he says, a lashon that's tight two ways. If he says, Harei Abakadosh Li, it's obvious. If he says, Harei Di Nois and Love for Torah's Kedushin, could tight you both ways. We teach it that he means to be Kaddish himself. She means to be Miskadeshes herself. And it sounds like a Vade Kedushin. Have a Kaim or Lee. Sounds like it's a Vade Kedushin. And
whose money was it?
That's a very good question. You know, whose money is should determine. If you make a Shliach and he uses money, I guess it's like a loan. I don't know. Now, so I'm not sure. Now, to help you a little, the Chakas V'Chayke Gedalid says it's a Safik Kedushin. Tehaz Kedushin Abakai B'li Mashal Lashon Zeh the Abakai Kedushin Gemurin Hamayim B'ri Vash. If you look at the Gufat Shuva, here it lay Abarak Safik Kedushin. Safik, I can understand a little better. So, I don't know. It's, again, it's something that the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and it's very hard to, when they come to Shatzig up to estimating what's going through people's minds. It's very, very difficult, especially for us today, where we do Kedushin under the Chuppah. So it's a whole ASIC. This is sort of like getting engaged. And
does the Avnei Miluim, does the Avnei Miluim expand it? Like everything in Kedushin and Nisuin is Gavra based, not Chetza based?
The language has to be a language of Gavra, not Chetza. Can't say a lush of these are Kedushin. You have to say what? That she said the Ramah. What? In the Ramah you see it. We've said, hey, could you, what, the Rabbah?
Yeah,
the Rabbah is good. Sitzar Shevel Loshen Abichiach Lahaba. Something is happening going forward. Gaisha Bahari Kedushin Kedushin Yiyu. Avo Hare is the Loshen of Hereby. Avo Hey Kedushin Eidai Kedushin. That's why I'm quoting the Avnei Beluim. Yeah, I understand. The question is what the problem with the language is. That, I don't know. Look at the Pesachei Tshuva Yud Ches at the bottom. Habechiach Lahaba is going on this case. I read the Shachakas Lucha. I can't say Avnei Beluim. Tezai. Shkosol of Eidai Mavin or Eidai Mavin Adimia. Okay, the Beis Shmuel in Chesed Chaykak, Beis Shmuel asked, why is it then Hegdish? See, how is Zu Hegdish on the Chefza? It's Kaidish. Kedushin is a Lashon Hegdish. So why is it different? If you look before the Pesachei Tshuva, I should have shown the bottom line on the page of the Beis Shmuel. Very bottom line, Biu B'chakas B'chaykak Kosev, Kedushin Lashon Hegdish. Hegdish have a Hegdish. You could say Zu Hegdish. Chedesh Lahachim B'Kedushin. That's the Chakas B'chaykak. So why is it different than Kedushin? Now turning back to Rav Nebeluim, Pesachei Tshuva Yud Ches. So he brings the Chalkas V'Chaykak that compares it to Hegdish. V'Aybisei Rav Nebeluim, it's called Dazai, it's called Savav, Eidi Meivin Adimyin. Why are you comparing Hegdish to marriage? The B'Kikar Zu Hegdish Chal Kedush Al Guf HaKikar. There it's on the Chayfetz, it's on the Guf HaKikar. Ava Chafetzim Shem V'Kaddish Ben Ha'isha, Eid B'Chafetzim Shem Kedusha. It's not like Hegdish where you do it on the Chayfetz. We have a Kaddish Ish, you're not putting a Hegdish on the Chayfetz. So we mail it has no, it has no Shaykhis to a Lashon that's a Chalois on the thing itself. So that's what he's saying. And he says, I got to say for Abakta, because you're Sakhrain, Kasad Yesh Lachalik, for Lashon Ak Mekudeshes, Chayal Gofi Isha. There's a Shaykhis for us. If you say the Gofi Isha, she should be Mekudeshes, maybe you can compare it to Hegdish. But Lashon Kedusha like Chayal Gofeisha. Ella al Hakesef Habevi Oisal Lidei Kedusha. Bevis Shomer Abba Kudeshes Leifel Oyamahari Abbasafi Kedusha. You see it on the Chefts of the body of the woman. That's a Gavra. But if you say it on the ring, that doesn't work. It's Sarachia. This is the discussion. And it's obviously a very limited case to very limited decrees. Ramesha, the Dibras Maisha on this Gemara, where this Gemara is in the first parish, in Ha'ara Mem Gimel, he sees in this a more Klaliistika Sugya. I'll tell you the Sugya, and I'll tell you why he brings it in here. When you do a Shtar Kinyan, now people get confused. There's something called Kinyan Shtar. Forget Kedusha. Kedusha also, but by buying property, you want the chalais. You want that the other person can't back out. That's why you have to have a Kinyan. Without a Kinyan, the other person it's not chal. Nothing happens. I mentioned the Shal Shudas yesterday that there's a shul that wants a caterer to serve a chametz tikka meal Friday night, Erev Pesach. So the caterer is under a hechsher, so he asked me. I said, what are you going to do with the leftover chametz? Well, the shul will take care of it. What are you going to do with it? Like, exactly. So he said, maybe they'll pour benzene on it. You know how much stuff is left over at a Sephardi meal? Everything is chametz by the Sephardi. Right? Everything is chametz. You don't serve eggs. You don't serve... what are you going to do? So the Rav there called back that he'll be kind of for the shul all the chametz before Shabbos. Would to be kind of. I said, what kinyan are you going to do? So I'll give him money. So he's probably alarmed. Didn't he probably learn the best yeshivas? He has no idea that he knows Reb Chaim on Kesef Kedushin, but that Kesef is not kind of a tautal and slipped his mind. I told him, you can't be kind of fooled with kinyan Kesef. Now do another kinyan. So he's going to be kind of. Now the point of a kinyan is if you don't do it right, you're not kind of. If you don't do it right, you're not kind of. Every object has a bialim. And without a proper kinyan, you're not kind of. People sometimes do deals, they want to back out. They come to a Rav. And people have big tightness. They say he promised me and now he wants to back out. Well, a person who promises you could back out. A person allowed to change his mind. Especially if it's something that the value changed, I got a higher bid. So it's not to sell you my house. Then he gets a higher bid. He's allowed to change his mind. You have to do a kinyan to make something that it should be chal. So the question is this. Let's say you're buying a property. You're buying a property and you want to make sure the other guy doesn't back out. So you go to contract. The question is, what kinyan is actually taking place to make a chalois of the kinyan in the eyes of halacha? That's the issue. When you buy a house, you sit at a closing, what kinyan are you doing? Now, eventually, you go to the house, you change the locks. That's a kinyan chazaka, right? Real estate is native kesef b'shtar b'chazaka.
The contract is not a kinyan.
So the question is the contract a kinyan? So Ramesha brings that there's a machlekes d'ran and in the book of Yosef. This is a Chasham Mishpat Kuf Tzadik. The Muki Yosef holds that a shtar raya is not a shtar kinyan. In other words, if you have a deed, and the deed says that the property located at this and this place belongs to so and so, that's a shtar raya. The shtar doesn't say, I'm doing a kinyan. It's a shtar raya that it belongs to you. It's like saying, Elu Kiddush, this is Kiddush. You're not saying, I'm doing a Kiddush. Say, this house belongs to me. Eshkayach, but not a kinyan, it doesn't belong to you. A kinyan shtar, the Muki Yosef says, has to say, Hare Dovzeh Machor Bishtar Zu. In other words, I hereby give ownership to such and such with the contract. It has to say that something's happening. A shtar raya is not a good shtar. What?
Money also was transferred.
So it's an old question of the way they transfer money today, whether that's a kinyan. There was nobody handed over money. They press some buttons and switch money from one account to another. And the question is if that's checks may be better, but certainly digital money, it's questionable. It may be a kinyan stumta. But the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a kinyan shtar. That's what Shulchan Aruch is talking about. And where Ramesha brings is in the book of Yosef Shita, that it has to say Bishtar Zu, it has to say. What's it got to do with this? Ramesha declares that these Lashaynais would be in the Shtar, not in the Amira. In other words, you say Elohei Kiddushin. Gemara says if you say it, it's not a good Amira. What about in Shtar? Is it good or not? So he brings the Rambam, and the Rambam brings these halachas, he says it about Lashon HaShtar as well. Which seems to imply that the Rambam holds like the Muki Yosef against the Ram. Right? Machlokes Ram, the Muki Yosef, it's hard to know how to paskin. When you throw the Rambam on one side, that a Rambam in Hilchos Nekechu Memkar apparently is not Megala his Das on this. But by Kedushin, he says that this Lashon doesn't work by a Shtar Kedushin. And assuming that the Kinyan of a Shtar Kedushin and the Kinyan of a shtar mekachu memkar, the rules of language are the same, assuming that's true. So then there's a raya from here to a case where the language is the language of something already happening, if the Rambam holds this is no good, it's a raya that he holds by money, it's also no good. So the ikkar point I want to make is it's never going to happen by Kedushin that someone's going to say this language in today's day and age. Everyone says Hari HaMakudesh, yes, we do it with a Masada Kedushin, and it's done right. Shtarais, which are sometimes done in an office, you have to know that if you want to do Kinyan Shtar, it has to be written properly, and it also the paper has to belong to the Makna. People are not aware of that. For a Kinyan Shtar to work, the paper of the Shtar has to be the property of the Makna. In other words, if I sell you a house, I'm the Makna. I give you my house along with the Shtar. The opposite of Kesef. Kesef, you give me Kesef, it's an exchange. Shtar is not that way. shtar, when I give you the shtar, with the shtar, I'm giving you the house.
Why?
The paper has to belong to me, otherwise not a kinyan.
You have to tell the attorney.
There has to be a kinyan.
The attorney provides the papers. You have to give money that the paper is provided.
Well, if you're doing a shtar kinyan, yes. The attorney shtar may not be a shtar kinyan. That's Ramesh's point. If the language of a shtar is a shtar raya, then you're fully into a machlokes derabbanan in the book of Yosef as to whether that works for a shtar kinyan. Now, maybe it works out kinyan stumta, which means if in the Medina it's accepted as a kinyan, maybe. But to be out to the halacha, it has to be done.
If
this
we
way.
Ever see that someone who writes a contract pays for the fact of the paper that it's prepared on,
where you see it in halacha.
Who provides the blue from? The attorney. You don't pay for
it. I don't understand why you're looking at attorneys in Shulchan Aruch, it says it. You say, where does it say? In Shulchan Aruch.
Where do you see that it happens?
In Shulchan Aruch it says that if you want to do Ishtar Kinyan, if you want to do Ishtar Kinyan, you have to do it. If you ever go to see a get, you know what the first thing I do by a get? The Masadi get takes his briefcase with his paper and his ink and his pen. He gives it to the husband. He says, be kind it. He picks it up, he's kind it. And then he writes a shtar. Why? That the ink and the pen and paper have to belong to him, I understand. Why the makbid, the pen, should belong to him, I'm not sure. They tell me that's the meaning of Bagin, is they give the whole thing to him to be kinder. They have to remember afterwards to be kinder back. Because he has it in a briefcase, a lot of ink and a lot of paper. So they have to remember to be kinder back, otherwise they're going to have a problem by the next game. But Al Kopanim, this is the Agav rule that the Ramesha builds from here. Okay, so that's Sif Hey. Let's go to Sifav. Sifav, the Sivan is Lashonis Kedushin. Here, we have a man who's marrying a woman's liver. So, Harry Abba Kudeshis Lee? What? The woman belongs to the man? So he plays it safe. Amala, he says to her, Hareni Ishech, I belong to you. I'm your, with this money, I'm your husband. Hare Baalech. Doesn't mean Baal as a Baal boss, he means Baal as her husband. Hareni Arusech. Ain't it club? Now, why is it no good? A man does Kedushin. He says, Hareni Baalech, Hareni, let's say, Hareni Baalech, I am hereby your husband. He goes, Hareni, well, if I'm your husband, you're my wife. What's the problem?
He's
Aedim. What?
He's
Aedim.
He's not giving anything.
No, he gives her. He gives her a ring. He gives her a ring, and he says, Hareni Baalech.
And it should have name Yiluim, right? It's on the
Gavra. It's on the Gavra, so it should be good. So the Rosh Yeshiva's Claire on this Gemara, if the way I would phrase it in English, is this a failure of omission? In other words, you have to say atli. It's not that Hareini Baalech, there's anything wrong with it. The problem is kedushin is atli, is ki yikach eshisha, has to go in that direction. So the problem isn't what he said. The problem is that he failed to say a proper kedushin. Or is it a sort of a sin of commission? In other words, you're saying with this kedushin, I belong to you. There's no such kedushin in the Torah. You follow? He's creating in his mind an imaginary kedushin, which doesn't exist. There's no such kedushin that the man has mapped himself to the wife.
He wouldn't
be able
to marry somebody else.
If there was such a thing, right? Yeah. Okay. So the Torah doesn't recognize. The question is it that he failed to say atli, or is it that what he said is a bad kedusha? It's an afkamina.
He said she became become of a wife. That's what he said.
It's kind of a wife. No, he didn't say
kama. No,
he said Jewish law.
I'm becoming your husband. So okay. So Ben and Goyan, they're husband and wife too.
Okay, that has nothing to do with your rap. It has nothing to do with Kedushin.
Right, you know.
Yeah.
But the word Baalech doesn't mean I belong to you.
Baalech, it doesn't mean boss here. One of our fellows once said, you know why your husband's called the Baal HaBayis? He's the Baal HaBoss. He's married to the boss. I guess you said that, right? But the but Baal Echia means husband. It doesn't mean master. At least in the vernacular. The
why do you need Atli?
Because Kiyika Cheshisha. The Torah says Kedushin is created by a woman being a nikda, whatever nikda means, to the husband, right?
You should nikda. Usher to everybody else, is that?
Usher to everybody else, for sure. But the language has to be a language that goes in that direction. So Pnei Yeshua, there in the Gemara, on Davav Amin Aleph, where this Gemara is brought, he clears this Shaila by a man who has a shtar that's written properly. The shtar says, Hari Abba Kadesh Asli B'shtar Zuf. And at the time he gave it to her, he said, Hareini Ishech, and he gave her the shtar. So he says, it's totally in this. If you're just missing a good lashon, you have a good lashon, the shtar is good. They show you don't even need Amira if you show the lashon shtar. If you hold, it's a sin of what I'm calling a sin of commission, that you're saying something that doesn't exist, then you're messing it up. When you say Hareini Ishech, you're ruining it. You're creating a kedusha that doesn't work. The Pnei Yeshua paskins that it's good. And as long as there's a good lashon there, it's good. And sort of when you say Hareini Baalech, Hareini Ishech, it's like you said nothing. That's what he says. It's like no amira. And since the Yeshua Shita is Shtar doesn't need Amira, Rashi Abesa Ben Aleph, the first Mishnah, says you don't have to say anything when you give a Shtar. It means that you show the language. And he says that it's good. That's the Yeshua Shita, that if you say a good Lashon and a Lashon Hareini Ishech, it doesn't mess up. It doesn't ruin.
It's an evening, so I said what he wrote. Because what he wrote, that you're being kind of mean, now he's saying, I'm being kind of mean.
So, maybe. It's hard for me to read into the mind of Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua is saying, really, that the shtar governs, so to speak. Because you don't need Amira. So, he really holds that Amira doesn't make it worse. Because he doesn't buy into this idea that you're insisting on a Kedusha doesn't exist. He's saying, when you say, I'm your husband, you are a husband. That's not the Lashon Kedushin. He doesn't see it as a negative. He just sees it as a lack of a positive. So if you have the shtar in the language of the shtar, then it's good.
Is it like a double ring ceremony?
That's where this creates a problem. What do you do before that? Let me just, Peshua says this. Let's have Peshua. He says that if you do both, it's okay. Because he holds Hareini Baalech doesn't mess things up. As long as you say Hariat Mekudesh Asli, and you hear Hareini Baalech, you don't need the Hareini Baalech. So pretend it's not there. As if they assure Shita that it doesn't mess things up. So the Achrayim ask on this, I think Rav Shimon and the Chiddush Rav Shmuel, they ask, but look at that slide in the Mechaber. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. It says, even though they were speaking on Iskei Kedushin, we already know that Medabarim on Iskei Kedushin is good. You don't need an Amira. But Yeshua is saying, well, you don't need an Amira, so the Ben Amira doesn't matter. So he asks that if the Medabarim on Iskei Kedushin, should the Siv Kiyikach Veloishikach Asatzvai. So it sounds like not like the Pnei Yeshua. Yes, that sounds not like the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua is saying that already by left doesn't make it worse, but here it makes it worse. What?
As long as the good Lashon follows even already by left.
But here there is. You hear it second. But in Yeshua's case, it's also second. But they're talking about Iskei Kedusha. They're under the chuppah. It's all Iskei Kedusha. It's Hareini Baalech.
Yeah, but it is Hareini Baalech. And then he says Hareini Baalech. So we don't care.
That should be better.
It's okay, yeah.
So the chai is attacking the
Yiri. It's nothing.
So you're saying you should go by what second?
Yeah.
That's what you say.
You should go back what's correct.
We should credit the correct one.
It was only Harini Balei Tosfot.
You see, if they sure says what you're saying. If they sure says, let me say something correct, it's fine.
But they sure that's the Meister Kedushin is the Shnai. Where's the Amir is the Meister Kedushin, so therefore...
The so good. That's pretty much what it says. The Shem Shmuel Shorozovsky, when he deals with Yeshua, he says you can't compare a sukkah by Sinyan to a language in a shtar. If people get married, the language in a shtar, they're careful. They're careful. That's what they mean to be very careful about a sukkah by Sinyan. They're not thinking to be kachra a sukkah by Sinyan. They're meila a sukkah by Sinyan. So then the language governs. That's what they mean. But when you write a shtar and you say a language, the assumption is that Lashon Shabbistar is the Iker and Shalom Yisrael. So the question is what to do if you're at a wedding. Are you being beside the Kedushin? You tell the Chaz, say, hurry up, Mekudeshesli. And the woman says, no. We got to be equal. I got to both. You have to say, he has to say, hurry up, Mekudeshesli, Vayni Mekudeshesloch. She insists that he says it. And it's not a mistaken language. That's what she wants. She wants that. What? Let her say it afterwards. Do you think that's better? Just to marry her then. So, what? So, I'll tell you. In Digris Maisha, it says like Meir. Digris Maisha has the Shaila. But a woman who insists on a double week ceremony, he should say, Harap Mekadeshes Lee. And she should say, Harayatam Mekudesh Li, and they're going to do a double ring ceremony. So Rabbi says what you said. He said, do it right first. And once she's married, whatever you do afterwards, stop Narishkeit, it doesn't matter. That's the same thing with Rabbi. And that's how Lachal Abayis, if Yeshua says it, and the Rabbi says. But I don't understand. If they're clearly, she's clearly saying, I'm doing it on Das, that it's a, the two-way street, we're equally married to each other, says, Ki-yikach. I don't know, it's still troubling. What? I would tell them, she should be agree that whichever language is good should govern. That's what I would tell them. We do both, but whichever one works in heaven should work. So I don't know if that would be.
She's agreeing to his tomorrow, she just wants reciprocation.
Yeah, but she wants, but she doesn't want Ki-yikach Ishisha. She doesn't like Kikach Hashisha. She wants everything even. Kikach Hashisha. Then that dream marriage should be even. Like that would be a man's dream, right? The marriage, everything is the man's responsibility. That's the way it is. It's that way in life too. If you speak out of Tanai, with the language of Tanai, it works. Here it's a funny thing. It's a language of an imagined kedushin. Like in her imagination, there's such a thing as a kedushin that's a two-way street. So I don't know. Is that a tenai or just a daita? There's a ran in the Dorem that says that the woman is passive in the ma'aseh kedushin. Is loshen this? She's mafker atzma legabi baila. She allows her husband to take her. But the nice condition is beside the man. So.
She doesn't say a word in condition.
What?
She does not say a word in condition.
She's not supposed to say a word in condition, yeah. That's true. So, I don't know. My pop told me he was once by a wedding and he saw the chassan putting on a kittel. So the kallah's parents were not religious. So, why is he putting on a kittel? So he said, Messiah Kedushin said, it's like, till death does us part. This is forever until death. Ooh, that's beautiful. So the...
Just digging out of the box for a minute. There's a sheet of Rameya, Ain Adam might see Torah Vatala. Does this have any bearing with the Siva?
You see, here we're not accusing her. So when someone says something silly, and we say that they mean something, If a man gives his sister kedushin, and he knows it's his sister, So Chazal say, Adam Yidei, Yeshik Dusha Bachaisai, and he wants to give it L'Shem Atana. He's not doing it Stam Mishtos, he's giving it for a Matana. He can't ask for it back. The here, we know exactly what she means. We're not accusing her of being Maisi Devar Ala Batala. She wants a women's lib ceremony. We know what she wants. That's the issue. So that's the question that I began with. The question is it that he wants to do a kedushin that doesn't exist? Well, we say what he's saying is irrelevant, but he's missing the crucial Hari Amakadeshusli. That's the clair that the Yeshua really is clairing, and that everybody after him sort of jumps on the bandwagon and tries to figure out how to deal with it.
It's not easy. What? If this is Kedushin Al Tanai, this is a very important question.
I wouldn't call it Al Tanai, but it's a type of Kedushin that doesn't exist. That's the issue. Again, the second side of the page, Nasan Kesev Le'echad, V'om Aloy Hari At Chami, V'loy Abar Bitcha Mekudeshesli, and Zeklom, Hari At Chami also doesn't work. So Beishmol says on the second line, Chav Hari At Chami Atam, Mishum Tzinti Yikach Isha, Lo Yishikach Avi, you don't marry your father-in-law, you marry a woman. So even though it turns out that he's the father-in-law, but the language, it sounds again like it's a non-existent kedusha. You'd be mekadesh to create a father-in-law.
What if her name is Chumi?
Who's getting the money?
I think the position.
Who's getting the kesef? Who's getting the kesef? The father.
Well, we're talking the father gets it. It was the katana and arrow, so the father's entitled.
That's the case.
Yeah. Okay, so Zion. Nosta he loy kesef v'omar haredi b'kudesh eslach eina b'kudesh es. Okay, what's the deal if she gives him the money? So that's obviously not a kedusha. The money has to go in the other direction, and it doesn't work. Now you remember from the Gemara that by Adam Chashuv it works. That's going to be sif tes. So we'll get back sif zayin and tes really go together. We'll get back to it. Let's learn sif ches. Nasan hu v'omrahi. Now here you have to stop for a minute and just sort of be misadder in your mind what the nida here is. Nasan hu v'omrahi. He's giving her a ring, and she's saying an appropriate language. She's saying, "Ani mukudesh eslach b'tabazuk das mashiv Yisrael." She's saying a totally appropriate language, but she is doing the amira. So the question is whether that language is good. What's the need? First, let's see the halacha. What?
The question is, what is he doing? Who's Mekadesh who?
No, she's saying that you're Mekadesh me. She's saying it correct. She's saying, Hare, Adi Mekadesh is love, but Tabarasuk, she's saying the right thing. But she's doing the speaking, not him. So the question is, when the Torah says that the man is active in the Kedushin, Ki Yikachish Isha, does that go on the Amira, or does that go only on the Kinesim? The Maisa Kedushin, and there's the Amira. This is a suffix in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Nasu Vamrihi, Sveiku, Vecheshir Midrabana, it's Loshay Gemara. Sveiku, Chayish Midrabana. So let's see what it says. Nasu Vamrihi. If I'm a Dabri, I'll Iske Kedushin, have a Vale Kedushin. If they're an Iske Kedushin, this is all part of the Shmuzing. So if they're all Shmuzing about Kedushin, and she said, doesn't make it worse. Im lav, have a suffic kedushin. But if they're not bedaver, just the way they did it, then it's not a good kedushin. Unless imana habal hen, if the baal said yes, mishas the sina, then he said it, have a vadi kedushin.
So this is
if he says hen, it works.
This is all prior to this. He said,
son,
first he gave it, then she said it.
That Makda points out that the Gemara constantly says Nasa Va'omar, and he says he doesn't understand the Chayyim the land order is the other way. Yeah.
Didn't we learn 2 weeks ago that if he uses a faulty language, the Kedushin doesn't take effect, but if he keeps quiet, it's okay.
In which case?
You know, when he says, Rebbe Kedushin, let's say,
without Lee?
Where? If he says...
If you left out Lee?
Yeah, Right.
Avla Avidesh Vilayama Li Ada Bakudesh. It's
form.
Not a Kedushin.
Right. If he uses a defective formula, right, then the Kedushin don't take it back. But if he keeps quiet and he does the motions correctly, then it's fine.
So only if they're Sukkah by Se'inya.
I'm sorry.
Only if they're Sukkah by Se'inya. They're under a chuppah in our wedding.
Right.
No, that's what I was talking. Here it's talking.
The same case. So
here, no. Here they're not under a chuppah. You're right. If they'd be under a chuppah like nowadays, it would be good.
Yeah.
We're talking here, they're not under a chuppah. In the time of the Gemara,
right,
and time of the earlier Rishinim, until the Mordechai or so, they did Kiddushin separately. And they got married months later. And they prepared for the wedding. So you're right. What you're saying, just the case here, is a case where they're not a sukkah. If they're a sukkah by Se'inya, so Shulchan Aruch says that it's good. But stam nasin huv avrahi, it doesn't work. That's what it says in the Gemara. So that's a suffi kedusha. So here is a fascinating Ran. The Ran says, why is the Gemara saying nasin huv avrahi is a suffik kedusha, the chayshina midirabana. It says, chayshina midirabana. Suffik kedusha, the suffik kedusha should be a secondary raisa. Says, nasir huva amrahi. So it says, have a suffik kedusha. Have a suffik kedusha. What's the lashon of the Gemara? So if you look at Beishmoch of Beis, have a suffik kedusha. Rambab just says suffik kedusha. Miwa rifka, sub chayshina midirabana, which is the language we have in our Gemaras. Mashal lo yav a kedusha deraisa. Take us of a rosh, a rab, a rit, the chashina midrabana. So the Ran is, why chashina midrabana? Well, where does this become a midrabana? So it's an incredible Ran. The Ran says, I looked through his whole parak. The Gemara has many suffi kedushas. Says the rif never brings that it's a suffi kedusha. He always says it's not a kedusha. Everything the Gemara says suffi kedusha, the riff either leaves you out, or just says it's not a kedusha, except for one case, which I'll tell you, Kalabrat Zachariah, which I'll get to in a few minutes. He said the riff always leaves it out. Why does the riff leave out every suffi kedusha? So the Ran says a chiddush. Listen to this chiddush. He says we have a rule of chazafi de beikara. Chazafi de beikara is a rule by Kala Terakula that if you don't know if something changed, you say it changed as late as possible, or it didn't change. If you have a tsaras in a building, and you know it's the shear of that's metame, until you see it got smaller, we assume b'teres v'adai that it didn't get smaller. If a person's alive, until you know he died, you assume he's alive. If you have a woman is not shefaz dam, so you assume that she's not shefaz dam. The whole sugya, the beginning of Nida, the Cheshivan Yecheshish back, that's only by Kachim and Truma. By Tilchas Nida, until she sees Davun HaCheshish that she's bleeding. And that's called Chazak in the Meikar. Chazak in the Meikar means that, you know, however something began, you assume it stayed that way. It's not a Svara. It's Xeris HaKosov. The Gemara says, how do you know Chazak in the Meikar? Gemara is a Chulin, and Tessa Yud around there. And the Gemara says, how do you know? We learn after Tsaras. And the Gemara explains how you learn it. Chazav de Meikara means, however things were, you assume it changed. You assume it didn't change. Unless you know for Bavados that it changed. So the Ran here says a credible thing. He says, B'kavara Sarif. He says, every Safi Kedushin, she started off with Fduya. She started off single. And now there's a Safi Kedushin. So Chazak de Meikara should pass it ice that she stays a Pnuya, that she's not a Mekudeshes. So he says Chayshim in the Rabbanan, because the Chumra of Erev they were Chayshim in the Rabbanan. But on a theoretical level, he says every Safi Kedushin should be a Pnuya. That's what he says. What about the one case that the Rif brings? So I'll tell you the case. The Rif brings a case of Dav Ches. There's a case, a very romantic bear being Mekadosh, a woman. There's a kelev rotzachreah, there's a dog running after her. And he has a piece of meat. He knows if he throws the meat to the dog will be more interested in meat than in this woman. So she wants him to. He says, If I throw the meat to the dog, will you be mekudeshes with the value of my throwing the meat to the dog? Now what's she going to say at that point? She says yes. She throws the meat to the dog. That's a suffik kedusha. What's a suffik? I'll tell you in a minute. It's a suffik. That one the Rif brings is a suffik kedusha. Everything else he doesn't bring. It's like a riddle. Yeshiva Light always trying to figure out why all the other suffik kedushas and kedusha the Rif holds is definitely not a kedusha. And this one is different.
Big dog.
So.
But she's doing it outside Kada.
Maybe so. But I also call it. There's still, if the Gemara says that, the Gemara says it's a suffix, and the Rif brings it to suffix. So I tell you, my teretz is the Ram's teretz. Which one goes first? The Gemara says, I did chaviva le'agdave. I'll tell you a teretz I would say. It's based on Shtukla Rabbi Kidega's Kasha, but I would say it's simple. That's just simple teretz to the Ram's Kasha. Now, obviously, I'm wrong, because the Ram doesn't say it. Let's say you go to a lady, and you take a ring. Harim HaKadosh is leave it to Bazu. You say it in a way it's a Safi Kedushin. So you go to the Rav says Safi Kedushin. So you tell the lady, give me my ring back. I didn't give you a ring. I'll das to be Safi married to you. It's a Mekatos. I gave you the ring. I'll das to be Nade married to you. So give me the ring back. Okay, I'm right. Now, Rabbi Kidega is not going on the Rif. He asks generally. By every Safi Kedushin, you should be able to get your money back. You don't understand. Now, if you could get your money back, then
nothing.
There's Bade not a Kedushin. If you give a woman a ring in a way that you could go to Bez and get it back, so it's a very Geshmak Keteris. Every Safi Kedushin by Kesef, please. Every Safi Kedushin should be Bade not a Kedushin. You're entitled to get it back.
That's
except by Kelev Rotzach Reha. The suffix in the Gemara by Kelev Rotzach Reha, because you're mechuyev to throw the meat to the dog anyway. Mechuyev to save him. So the Gemara is a suffix, is that called, if she agrees, is that called Kiddush? There you can't tell her, give me my money back for the meat. You throw the meat to the dog to save her. You're going to tell her, give it back to me, it's a mekatos. There's no taina, because you're mechuyev to throw the meat to the dog. Not geshmak haTeretz. Every suffix Kiddush. No?
Yeah,
they don't say a product. It only works by kedusha kesa, by kedusha shtar and bia. This doesn't work. But okay.
Does she have to be paying even if it's not for kedusha?
Not for me.
Why?
Because he's mechuyev.
Yeah,
yeah. 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 It is mavriya chari. It's mavriya chari. That's why you don't. You have. She has to agree.
No,
when you're mazik, you have to pay. If someone's running away from a sakani, you raise kalim.
Right.
So I think halach is he has to pay. But if another person throws the meat, I don't know.
Truth is,
it
doesn't really.
Maybe you're right. That would be a reason it's not a good terrorist.
Truth is that
she
doesn't mean it.
She doesn't mean it. Suffix. I'll tell you the Ran's terrorist. The Ran was older than me a little bit. The Ran says the following. He says all these sveikis are sveikis and mitzias. What does the language mean? Is this a language that's an appropriate language? The language, thus of Amrahi, so it's a suffix, if Amrahi, he calls it not a sveikah dedina, he calls all the sveikis a suffix and mitzias. How's a suffix and mitzias? If she says it, is it my chiyach on his lashon? If he says in, it's good. When she says, and he gives it to her, do we say he's giving her a daito or not? The Kelev Ratzachra is a Sveka Dedina. That's what the Rat says. It's something in Din. Are you Mechuyev to do it anyway? Is that called a Pruta? If you're Mechuyev to do it anyway. He says, Chazok the Meyakara works, but it doesn't work by a Sveka Dedina. That's the Rat's.
What does she feel about it?
Well, if she's happy, she could just ask him for another Pruta, and they could live happily ever after. The question is, what the din is if they want to not be married.
Yeah. What does it really be if Pitin Shvirin? It says Hariyah Pidashi, he's doing a mitzvah. And it says Hariyah, it'll be the same thing though.
If he says Hariyah.
He's having this Pidin Shvirin in Moshe.
Pishvuyim.
And then he said, on condition
of Hariyah. Likely it'll be the same, unless there's a different reason. So. The Avnei Mulon and Rabbi Kiva Eiger argue, The Ran is a raya to one side. What nasan huva amrihi? What's wrong with it? If it's a suffik in din or a suffik in mitzias, that's really what they argue about. Davnei Meluim holds that it's a suffik in mitzias, and Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Tshuva Lamed Zayin holds a suffik in din. Notice they really argue: is this a halachic thing that amrihi doesn't work? It's chasar niki yikach loyki sikach. Or is it a suffix in the mitzias of whether the mitzias is good? The Avnei Blum is the one that says mitzias, or the king says din. I think I said it the opposite way. The Blum says suffix in mitzias. Does he really agree? And the Rikiv Hegel learns that it's a suffix in din.
Rabbi, is suffix in mitzias the same thing as a machlokas in mitzias?
No. It's a suffix how to shots up. It's not a machlokas in mitzias. Mitzias meaning what's going through his mind. So there's a Shev Shmaitz. I'm mentioning because it's 30 days before Pesach. How's Pesach going to come into this? There's a Shev Shmaitz in Shmaitz Aleph Paragim right in the beginning. He has the following Shiloh, which he connects to this Ran. This Shiloh is a Chulas Ran. The Ran, someone asked him a Shiloh, a man made a neder that he's not eating meat on the first day of Pesach. That's a Ma'aseh Shalayim. They came to the Ran. A man made a neder that he asked his old meat on himself, or maybe it was shvuah, he's not going to eat meat the first day of Pesach. But they told him, you got to eat meat on Pesach. It's a deal. Deal was meat. His case happened to be meat. Yeah, so what's the shiloh? He could be matted neder. He didn't know he believed in meat. So he wants to be matted. Now the Rambam says, you can't be matted neder until the neder is chal. In other words, if someone said, this is us to be on Tuesday, you have to wait till Tuesday to be Matan Neder. When the Neder is Chal, that's when you're Matan.
How could you be Matan Neder on Yom?
So we're not Matan Neder on Yom. So the Ram was asked, the Tzachi Yadav we pass you allowed to. The Ram said, you're not Matan Neder on Yom. Could you be Matan Neder Bein HaShmoshes? Here, like you're dancing on both chasidus, you say Bein HaShmoshes, Legabe the Neder, it's Chal. That is this in their eyes. Bein HaShmoshes, it's chal. So what's his chal? I could be matan neder. I'll be matan neder. The issur matan is a drabbanan. In a shmoshes, there's only a drabbanan. There's only a seder eisen. So the Ran wants to give this eitzah. How do you like this eitzah? Bein hashmoshes, you say it's bein hashmoshes. Is it yomtiv? Well, legabe hilchas the darb is their eisen. It's yomtiv. It's chal. Legabe. Legabe is the rabbanon of the darim, so Bein HaShmoshes is nachal. Bein HaShmoshes is the rabbanon zavuta. So we matter the neder. What do you say? It's like a typical Shev Shmaitzer, right? Like you, it's a steer v'nei obey a little bit. No, the Shmaitzer tells us that a steer v'nei obey. The rabbanon didn't ask the Bein HaShmoshes even if Klav Yishmai Yigali it's Yom Tif, the Shabbos. Rav Maisa rabbanon didn't ask it. Bein HaShmoshes. Period. So even if Klav Yishmai it is. So the Shmai, the Shev Shmaitzer goes into an Arichlus about Sofei Deraisa, Luchumra is Deraisa, that it makes sense. So Deraisa, Luchumra is the Rabbana. That's all right, Luchumra is the Rabbana. The Bein HaShmoshes is Vaita, the Rabbana goes to the whole. On the Shev Shmaitzer, Bacharon has always on Shev Shmaitzer, he sticks in this Ran. That's the Chubas Ran, and this is the Ran. The Ran says, Chazaka de Meikara works by a fake Sufik and Metzias. But not being a suffix in din. So he says, what's Bein HaShmoshes? Hear the question? Bein HaShmoshes, let me ask that. Is it a suffix in din? Or is it a suffix in mitzias? That's a Rabbi Chanan class. Bein HaShmoshes, we know, is day or night. Is it because you can't tell them it's day or night? Or is it because we don't know how to pass the light when night is chal? So it's totally in this. If it's a suffik and mitzias, you go for the chazak and the meikara, you can eat meat. As the Ran says, that's chazak and the meikara paskins. Svek and the Dina, the Ran says, we don't say chazak and the meikara, they're not. So the Chodom is titled this Ran and Yen Ran to compare the two. Okay, a little bit of a stretch, but it's Pesach, I couldn't resist.
Hashem created many things,
He created. Hashem created the 10 things, Ben Hashmashis. It's an interesting thing. The Lashon is Hashem created Ben Hashmash. It sounds like it was still Friday.
Yeah.
to a degree.
No. My father once said, you know why every Erev Shabbos you're rushing to the last minute? Because we have Reb Tzadik's old rule, everything goes according to the first time. The first Beit HaShemashis of Shabbos, God was rushing the last minute to Asar Edvar with Nivru Beit HaShemashis. So amazing, the Metzias of Beit HaShemashis Erev Shabbos, that you have 10 things left to do when you're rushing to do it. But this is the Shaila. The whole thing is a big tumble whether it's true that by Safik Erva we say Chazak in the Beit Karo or not. The Ran says it. And he owes that every Safik is the Kula. She's Becheskas Penuya.
Yeah.
That's the Ran Shita. Shofar Aruch says Safik doesn't seem to agree with that.
Go back with that.
Is it a race? What?
Go back to the last time.
Go back.
To the last time.
Well, she was a Pnuya, right? Okay, so if Tess, Adam Chashev, we'll have to leave Adam Chashev for next week.
Last listen to Shabbat.